during the debate, the Minister for Housing spoke of the fact that the government had invested 100 million to deliver more than 1,000 student beds, and he said there were 493 for UCD, 405 in DCU, and 116 in Maynooth. And when I was responding to the minister, I asked him, where were the beds north of a line from Dublin to Galway? Where, you know, are the beds for students who are attending ATU, for example? Where is the government investment in this? And while, of course, it's good to see 1,000 new student beds, I want to see them in this part of the world as well.
And it'd be fair to say that there also needs to be more of an option for students as well, even in terms of just public transport, that because there isn't that maybe that much accessibility, that people are forced to have to search for student accommodation in areas where they shouldn't necessarily need to.
Yes, well, there's two issues here. First of all, why, you know, are we not seeing investment in student accommodation, let's say, in this part of the world? And one of the main reasons is that there is a possibility for universities to borrow from the European Investment Bank to invest in providing student accommodation. There's something called a borrowing framework that all the universities can use to access funding from the European Investment Bank. But unfortunately, the technological universities cannot. So that's the first thing. Now, the second thing is, because there's always such a shortage of accommodation, we won't hear much about it now, but come August, September, we'll hear about the shortage. And one of the ways that government can do something about this is to make sure that our bus services, you know, are adequate. And I gave the example, it's my second time in the last 2 weeks to raise it in Leinster House, of the Tubbercurry to Sligo bus. I mean, that's an expressway route. There's really only one stop on the route. So that means it's pretty useless for anybody to come in and out to Sligo unless they live in Tubbercurry.